This is the Online Marketing Research Podcast, sponsored by SurveyDepartment.com. Hi, I'm Fritz Robinson. I'm the Senior Research Manager at SurveyDepartment.com. Each week, I'll discuss a topic that has something to do with online marketing research. We might be talking about online surveys, online focus groups, different types of extended focus groups, blog studies, panel studies, and hybrid studies. If it's about marketing research, using the internet as a communications channel, it's in our sights. And we want to hear from you, too, about our program, so please leave comments. We'll use those comments to choose topics for future podcasts. Now, if you'll notice, our blog and our podcasts are connected. We cover a lot of the same topics each week, so you can go from one to the other. Today's companies want information to be available in real time. If it has to be generated using primary data gathering techniques, speed is an important consideration when choosing marketing research vendors. When we are pressured to provide information under the gun, researchers often skip some steps or rush through them. Now that so much research is done on the internet, it becomes convenient to test research instruments insufficiently. When mail surveys were the only game in town, the testing phase was taken very seriously. A substantial number of surveys were sent to members of the sample, and responses were studied very carefully. Then research instruments were edited to make sure questions were understood, skip patterns functioned, and information was provided in the correct format. Often surveys that needed a lot of work were retested until perfected. Testing surveys took a lot of time. The objective was to obtain the highest quality of raw information from the respondent as possible to minimize editing and database cleaning. When using telephone surveys, vendor supervisors listened to their interviewers during survey testing to discover problems with the survey. Supervisors also ask phone interviewers directly about stumbling blocks and questions that are being misunderstood by respondents. My suggestion is to add 2 or 3 days to the research process when conducting online research. Since response is usually so fast, it doesn't take that long to adequately test an online survey instrument. I have often suggested that clients have coworkers look over and take online surveys prior to survey launch. I also personally complete the survey many times and look at the survey in several browsers and make sure the output is in a format I can use for analysis. However, I'm now suggesting that online surveys be tested by a small portion of the survey sample or a group that is very similar to that sample. Look for questions that are not being answered and responses and open-ended questions that don't make sense. I've written a checklist of over 100 items to be considered prior to launching a survey. Items are added to that list all the time as I discover the additional problems that occur. A survey that is well designed and tested will provide higher quality of data. Higher quality data leads to better decision making. As researchers, we desire users of our research to have confidence that our research is dependable. Adequate survey testing is still an important part of the research process. Just calm down and take things a little bit slower, and you'll be happy with the results.